I voiced my concern today on an agenda that's been coming up here before, which is voting centers, particularly the one on campus. I know that's been a subject coming up over and over again here. And also, but one of the things I was noticing too is that, and I still have a very close affinity to my old neighborhood in Bryan, which is over on the west side of Bryan. And we don't seem to have a voting center that in a predominantly Hispanic section of town, particularly around the Santa Teresa Church area. And I understand there's some concerns possibly about it being too close to Galilee. But when I look at the map, it's roughly, Galilee is roughly the same distance as it is from the voting center that's here in the downtown area. So I think that's something that could be looked at, having a voting center somewhere in that side of town that is for the Hispanic population there. Maybe have it staffed by some bilingual people who, you know, can deal with individuals who may have English as a second language. Just a concern that I have. I think it would be great. I mean, you know, the more we can have individuals participating in our election system, I think the better, always. That's always been my belief. So that's something maybe we could, that the commissioner's court could look at. And as far as the voting center on the MSC, I think it's a good idea. I mean, there's a lot of people that vote on campus. There's a lot of, not just the student, not just for the students, but there's a lot of employees that are there that can, you know, they can walk up there, vote on their, when it's time to vote. It's just a good idea. I know there's some costs involved with all that, but I think ultimately the thing is maximizing individuals' ability to vote, not having to stand in long lines, just making sure they can vote. I remember growing up as a kid, that was always a positive thing. Nobody ever voted or was against that. Let's get people to the polls, let's get them voted, let's get them to vote, let's get them educated. And it's very distressing to me as just a citizen of this country that there's a lot of individuals out there that are advocating for making it harder for people to vote. I'm not picking on anybody here. I haven't seen that here in this community. I think for the most part, the commissioners have been very proactive to make sure that if people want to vote, they can vote, and making it easier for them. But let's be a little bit more proactive. I think we can be, in this county, we can be the model for other counties in the state to say, like, look, this is how we're going to do it. And if you want to vote, you can vote, and we're going to make it as easy as possible for you to vote, not make it more difficult for you to vote. So that's just, I don't want to be one of those counties that I've seen, such as, I'm going to pick on some counties, Fort Bend, Williamson County, and other counties that have gone out of their way to make it harder for their citizens to vote. Why would you would want to do something like that? It's up to conjecture, it's up to statistics, but for the most part, I think we should, and I think this commissioner's court has been proactive in that,